in-depth reporting we've come to expect from this station. $80. All right. The wizard had indeed brought Wesley back to life, yet he could not move. The torture had robbed him, temporarily, of his strength. His brain still nimble, however, Wesley concocted a plan for the party to rescue Buttercup, defeat the prince, and kill Count Rugen. Within hours, a terrifying apparition appeared in front of Prince Humperdinck's castle. Wearing an ominous cloak, the creature bellowed, "I am the dread pirate Roberts!" before bursting into flame. As the guards ran for their lives, the apparition, otherwise known as the giant Fezzik, rushed into the castle, followed by the Spaniard Inigo, dragging the limp body of the man in black. His castle under siege, Prince Humperdinck rushed the priest through the marriage ceremony. Oh yes, say marriage. Save man and wife, commanded the prince. And with that, Buttercup lost all hope. Her fate sealed as the guests left the room. She retreated to her chamber to end her life. That's very sad. Count Rugen and his guards stepped from the wedding hall to find three familiar foes in the corridor. Fezzik, Inigo, and the helpless Wesley. Kill the Spaniard and the giant, but leave the third for questioning, commanded the count. Yet within seconds, every man who stepped forward fell mortally wounded to the floor, defeated by the lightning blade of the vengeful Spaniard. At last, Inigo stood facing his foe, only their raised weapons between them. And he said,
Hello.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
The count eyed his foe, assumed a combat stance, and then turned and ran for his life. Leaving his companions behind, Inigo chased his nemesis through the castle. As he rushed into the banquet room, however, his body stumbled backwards. Count Rugen had thrown a knife directly into Inigo's chest. I'm sorry, father, said Inigo as he fell against the wall. Have you been planning revenge all these years? Said Count Rugen. As he stepped in to deliver the final blow, however, Inigo offered a weak parry. Thrusting his sword again, Count Rugen again found his blade brushed aside by Inigo's shaky weapon. Slowly, the Spaniard lifted himself upright. Hello, he said quietly.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Stop saying that, demanded Count Rugen. But now it was Inigo whose blade flashed furiously through the air. Hello, shouted Inigo.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Now Count Rugen was against the wall, begging to survive. He offered money and power, but he had vowed years before. And as he had vowed years before, Inigo took only the Count's life. Back in her chamber, Buttercup lifted a knife to her chest, only to hear the voice of her love behind her. Wesley lay motionless in the bed. He'd returned! Yet the two were not alone. Prince Humperdinck stepped in and announced a duel to the death. No, said Wesley, not to the death. To the pain! Martin?